the Ron Barry Show, and tonight we've got a guest who is one of the few people from Dark Shadows that we've never had on the show before, and a gentleman that I've looked forward to having on our show as a guest, because he has become the new heart flutter of Dark Shadows, if I may use that term. My guest is the man who plays Quentin Collins on Dark Shadows, David Selby. Welcome to the Ron Barry Show.
Thank you, Ron.
When did you... I hate to ask this question, but again, as with many of the guests that I have on the show, I don't know a lot about you. When did you start acting professionally?
Oh, actually about 5 years ago, professionally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Before that, about 5 years, 10 years altogether.
Well, that's not bad. How did you get the part of Quentin? How did that come about?
An agency sent me over for it, and I met a lady, and she took me to Dan Curtis, who owns the show, and I auditioned for him, and they looked at me on camera about a couple of days after that, and that was it.
It was
very quick. Sometimes it happens like that.
Jonathan told me almost the same story, you know. Things happen very fast on that show.
Very fast.
They hire a lot of people in strange ways, you know. They say, can you act? And you say, yeah. And you say, you got a part.
That's not quite that simple.
I know. I know what kind of a day you people go through. For those that don't know what kind of a day the actors on that show put in, can you give us a rundown of what happens from the time you come in till the time you go home?
That's same. I get up when I'm on time. I try to get up by 7 o'clock. And I
Right away, I don't like it.
Right away, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, right.
I stagger out, grab some breakfast, wash my face, brush my teeth, grab my script, and try to get a cab. And if I can't get a cab, take a subway or a bus, any way that I can manage to get to the studio.
Right.
And a couple of times I've walked it. I keep promising myself, I'll walk it more and more, but I haven't gotten down to the actual fact of walking.
Well, that's a long trek from your apartment.
Not bad, 25 blocks.
Oh,
anyway,
wow.
We get there, and we start rehearsal at 8 o'clock, and we do a blocking of the script, and then we have a couple of run-throughs of it until 10:30. At 10:30, we have an hour break until 11:30, and during that hour, you're pretty free to do what you want, except that most of the time you have to get made up during that hour.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you really have very little time to yourself during that hour, although you do have time perhaps to go to the bank or read part of a paper or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Or work on your script.
Right.
At 11:30 we get downstairs and we put it on camera for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So that we block it before the camera. Before, when we blocked it in the morning at 8 o'clock, that was just among ourselves.
Right.
At 11:30 we get down, we put it on in front of the camera. And we do that until approximately 1:30, and at 1:30 we start a run-through on camera. And after the run-through, we do a dress rehearsal. After the dress, we do a final tape.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually finish our final tape at approximately 4 o'clock, give or take a half hour.
Right.
And then after that, if you're working the very next day, you have about a half hour break, and then you start rehearsal for the next day. And if you're lucky, you get home at 7 o'clock and eat supper and sit down and learn lines for the next day. And
right. It's a grind, but it's an interesting grind, I would imagine.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, it can get to you, but you just have to keep on top of it, and you keep rested, you know, and don't party when you should be working. You're all right.
Except when it's a party for the cast of the show, right?
Right, right.
And then Dan is there, and if anybody blows their lines the next day, it's his fault. Right? If he throws the party, what can you do, right?
If he throws the party.
Dan, it was your party. Don't blame me. How did you feel the first time that you heard Charlie Grion's record of Quentin's theme?
You mean the instrumental?
Yes.
I liked it. I think it's a good sound. I liked it all along, you know, from the first time we played it on the show. It was written by Robert Cobert. And I liked it all along. And I like Charlie's arrangement of it very much.
But how did you feel when, you know, you were actually the subject of a hit record?
Yeah, well, it's kind of, you know, weird, because actually, you know, it's not that record. It hasn't little to do with me, except in the fact that it's my character's name, and it's my theme, my character's theme on the show.
Right.
You know, there's certainly a relationship there and a fondness for the particular, you know, song.
Sure, sure.
But then, well, as you know, we did the one with words also, so
right.
I also have a, you know, natural fondness for that.
David, I've asked this to almost everybody on the show, and the answer was pretty much the same, but I'm going to ask you, and then I'll tell you what they said when you answered. Do you watch the show?
Yeah.
All the time, whether you're on or not?
Most of the time. Unless, you know, I watch it if I'm here.
Yeah.
And naturally, I try to catch it almost every time that I'm on, if possible. I've missed some of them, but I learn that way. You know, you watch it, you learn the things that you did wrong, you try to correct those things. So it's a learning experience that way.
You're not one of those actors who can't stand to watch themselves, right?
No, I've got, you know, I sort of like to do it by myself in a dark corner with no one else around.
Well, you know, it's funny. I've watched that show with the actors, you know, after the taping. And I don't really know how to phrase this, but I think you'll know what I'm talking about. The show, when you watch it alone and you're wrapped up in the story, is a very good, suspenseful type affair, you know.
Right.
But when you're watching it with the actors, it's a comedy show.
Yeah, but we see the things that went wrong, that we did wrong, you know. And they're more in things, you know. And,
mm-hmm.
of course, they break the cast up.
Right.
Things like that.
Things like Humbert falling off the chair. And,
things like that.
Right.
Yep.
Has anything unusual happened to you on the show?
One time I pronounced Barnabas Collins, Barnabas Cousins.
Little
things like
this
that.
This is like ESP because I was going to bring that up, but I'm glad you did so I won't get in trouble.
Little things like that. Nothing spectacular.
Right.
Wrong has happened yet. And, keep your fingers crossed and knock on wood and don't walk under ladders and everything else you can think of.
Yeah, they don't really stop for anything, do they?
Well, we try not to. It costs money.
Yes, it does. I know that. But, you know, when you... it's funny. I can't help... I watch the show too closely, I guess, for my own good because I get enjoyment out of everything that happens, you know. But, no, I've seen things like Jonathan and Thayer walking on camera during the credits and... you know, who cares?
Yeah, but those things, you know, it's unfortunately, but you can't help some of those things sometimes
right.
because you're under such pressure.
Right.
And we're trying to put out, you know, a very good piece of entertainment, strictly entertainment,
right.
not for anything else. And
right.
you're under such pressure to put out that thing in 1.5 hour that it becomes very difficult. When you're doing this 5 times a week, you know, we're quite, I think our show is quite unique in that sense because we do more than any other daytime show in existence.
Right. Right.
And we do more than a lot of nighttime shows in existence that have much more time than we do.
That's true. That's true. And let's face it, and be perfectly honest, that show is a gold mine right now.
Well, we're trying to keep it up there, you know. That's
well, not only because of the quality of the show, but this is the biggest, how can I phrase it? It's the biggest, most popular show with the kids since Davy Crockett.
Yeah.
You know, it's got the merchandising, you know, and it's got the records and the posters and the bubblegum cards.
Yeah, they like it. But it also has a market for the older people, too, you know.
Oh, yes.
We
That's,
try to, I don't know, it's a very good and entertaining show.
David, when you were, how were you approached to make your record? What was the story behind it?
Well, Dan gave me a call one day and said that words had been written to Quentin's theme, and they wanted me to do it. It was a very quick thing. The album, the record, had already been in the planning stages, and some of the material already selected.
Right.
Before they got in touch with me, and so from the initial, you know, phone contact with Dan, it was only a couple weeks later that we recorded it.
That's great.
It was another, you know. Quick thing, a decision to make it, and once the decision was made to do it, well, you know, things progressed rather quickly.
Had you ever made a record before?
No.
This was
you know, well, that one, see, was, you know, we talked, we wanted to talk it as a character.
Right.
To give it a certain particular style of its own that would
right.
be, you know, something completely different.
Right.
At least, you know, within today's sound.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't sung. So as far as making records, I have, you know, started working on more, you know, new contempt things besides the show things that I worked on as an actor, you know.
Yes, right. Very good. Do the teenagers who wait outside the door after you people have worked a full day from 8 o'clock in the morning to, let's say, 6:30 at night, and they crowd around you, they've been waiting there for hours, do they bother you?
They only bother me if they weren't there.
Yeah, that's...
to be honest.
Right, no.
You know, if they're not there, you better start worrying.
Right, well, one of the actors told me, and this is only true in New York, because that's where you do the show, these kids really cannot be fans of the show because they're there every day and
they never get to see it.
Right. You know?
But somewhere along the line they have caught the show and something has attracted them to come to come to the studio.
Right. Well, they
have kids from out of town that come, you know, when their parents bring them to New York, they drop by the studio.
Yeah, it's pretty strict over there, isn't it?
Yeah.
They don't allow too many people even to crowd around.
No, it's simply because the studio is too small for it. If we had a larger studio and where there were facilities for that type of thing, it would be much better than it is now. But the studio itself is so small that once you get very many extra people in there, it just becomes, you know, mass confusion. So they have to be very strict on that type of thing.
Right. David, thank you very much for joining us tonight on the Ron Barry Show.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ron. Now, here is Quentin, David Selby, and Quentin's theme, Shadows of the Night.
Shadows of the Night. Falling silently. Echo of the past. Calling you.